HDN.
And whatever happened, the Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a...
Tuesday's Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa. It's August 26th.
And looks like we are poised to dodge yet another weather bullet. Tropical storm Cristobal has formed and is well expected to become a hurricane, but it looks like it's going to stay way off coast from Nova Scotia.
Cristobal, so. You're a wimp.
Well.
Come on, let's see. I feel like Lieutenant Dan sitting on top of the ship there. In Forrest Gump. Come on, give us your best, Cristobal. You're not afraid of you.
Well, I think the very best it's going to give us is maybe some choppy waves, and the Grand Banks will feel it big time. But Cristobal does not look to be ready to hit land anywhere, really, in North America. So I think we can say we've won this one again. Ah, the lobster cam is back. If you've not seen the lobster cam...
Where have you been? People around the world are looking at the lobster cam.
I just go to Nova Scotia webcams. Just Google it. And it is right there. Murphy's on the water, actually, has several lobster traps in the harbor. They got themselves a scientific lobster license from Department of Fisheries and Oceans a few years ago. And they do it for educational purposes. And
Murphy's on the water does it for educational purposes?
Yeah, yeah.
And when they're finished educating people, they... boil them up and they're so good.
No, I don't think so. But if you take one of Murphy's nature and whale watching tours, then you have the opportunity to experience the minke whales and the fin whales and the dolphins and the seals. And then, of course, the lobster. You can watch him or them in the trap via the webcam. Now, what's really cool is it's more than just lobster that get caught up in that trap. Sometimes you'll go in there and you'll see starfish.
Boots, corpses, people with cement loafers. I mean, this is the Halifax Harbor, right?
No, that's the old Halifax Harbor. The new Halifax Harbor is actually swimmable. We actually had some government folks swim from Halifax to Dartmouth last week as a fundraiser for the United Way. So.
Yeah, but you dredge up the bottom of that thing, you're going to find a lot of crap from over the years.
Oh, God, you dredge up the bottom of that and you're going to find artifacts from the Halifax explosion.
Yeah. But I think it's a bit hypocritical that Murphy's on the Water is doing all these nature whale tours. Aren't they predominantly a restaurant where they serve up seafood?
No, that's just one aspect.
But it's a big aspect of
it. It's a big aspect,
It's like Ducks Unlimited. I've always wondered about that. You know, let's save our environment. We have to save the ducks so we can go out and shoot the damn things. That's what Ducks Unlimited is.
What, saving it for hunters?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, sure. It's just a bunch of hunters that want to save the environment, save the ducks so that they have something to shoot.
But it's more than just the ducks. I mean, it's a lot of the
other things that they can shoot too.
Well, no, but
honestly, that's how Ducks Unlimited started. My uncle was really big in Ducks Unlimited.
Really?
And that's what it's for.
Okay.
Save the ducks. That would be like a Japanese harpoon boat wanting us to save the whales.
Yeah.
So that they could have more for them, you know?
But suffice to say, I mean, they do the nature tours, and they're certainly not serving up fin whales and seals on the menu.
No, but I think it would be great to take the nature tour, look at this lobster in his natural environment, and then have a big old feast afterwards.
Hey, do you remember the old TV show Kenny versus Spenny?
Yeah, two guys challenging each other to various things.
Yeah, they were two friends and they were just trying to one-up one another. Wasn't that the premise?
Yeah, I know one of them was an actor. I've seen him in some movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't really know the background on the two guys. It was kind of fun to watch, though. It really was. They were so damn mean to each other.
Well, they take their act on the road. I had no idea. It's an interactive evening with Kenny and Spenny. They do a Q&A, there's heated debates, and of course, possible and random humiliations may break out. And they're actually going to be on tour here in Halifax. Now, the exact date and venue has yet to be announced, but suffice to say, they're going to be at Centre 200 in Sydney, November the 1st. And then for the rest of November, they list Moncton, Fredericton, and Halifax, with all the venues to be announced. So we'll keep an eye on that. And if we find out more about Kenny versus Spenny, we shall let you know.
Where do you think they'd go? Probably not the Cohen. Probably Spatz Theater, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, or the Bella Rose, perhaps?
Yeah, that's probably that would be the extent of it. I can't imagine that they would fill the Rebecca Cohen, but yeah.
Couldn't sell out the Metro Center.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, Perry Faulkner wrote us a letter. Usually Friday is when we go over the email bag.
Yes.
But something about when somebody actually defends one's right to hang out in the left lane.
Uh-oh.
Especially on Magazine Hill.
A driving rant.
Gets my ire going. So I'd like to address it.
Okay.
First of all, I would like to say that Perry, he's a great listener. He contributes so much, usually on a weekly basis to the show. Really love your feedback. Really love hearing what you have to say. Until I got this, he just says, you know, I love you guys to pieces, though I do have a slight issue with something that has been a semi-regular show rant. Then he goes into the different areas where driving in the right, slower lane might not be that great of an idea. He writes, all lanes of the highway are equal opportunity lanes unless signage says something to the contrary. And then he talks about the Sac Vegas bound Magazine Hill. He says, yeah, the sign is really a danger to the users of the highway because within 1.5 kilometers of the sign, the road is joined by Dartmouth Roads, two lanes just squished into one lane, basically three lanes of traffic competing for that lovely right lane.
Mm.
So he said, yeah, you have to get into the left lane in that case. Well, yeah, there are times when you get into that left lane.
Oh, sure.
If you have to pass somebody that's going slower than you,
right,
then you get into the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
If there's traffic that's merging into the right lane, then of course you get into the left lane. If there's a big deer carcass on the freaking road, then you get into the left lane. I'm not saying that the left lane is taboo. However, when you say all lanes of the highway are equal opportunity lanes, rather than me ranting yet again about this.
Okay.
I would like to refer to the Nova Scotia Driver's Handbook.
Okay.
Page 46.
Mm-hmm.
Under the title Basic Rules.
Oh, okay.
Drivers must drive on the right side of the road except when passing, turning left, or avoiding an obstruction. Slow-moving traffic must drive as closely as possible to the right edge or curb of the highway unless it's not practical to do so. Do not hug the center line. Basically, what they're saying here in the basic rules of the road is that we drive on the right side of the road.
Gotcha.
I think we all knew that here in North America. This isn't England. We drive on the right side of the road. However, continuing in that same column of the, quote, basic rules of the road.
Okay.
The next line says, on a multi-lane highway, slower vehicles should travel in the right lane. Driving at the speed limit doesn't entitle you to, quote, camp in the left lane, which means to stay in the lane indefinitely. The left lane is a transition lane designed for passing. If you remain in the left lane, other drivers may try to pass you on the right. Passing on the right is not as safe as on the left because it's much more difficult to predict what everyone else is going to do.
Mm.
So in other words, and this is all I was trying to say, Perry, yeah, get into the left lane. You should do what I do, and that is whenever I get into that left passing lane, I feel kind of uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should get past the person that I'm passing on the right lane. If I'm not, then I should pull back into the right lane.
Yeah.
If there's somebody coming up behind me, I should get into the right lane in front of whoever I'm passing so that that person can pass. You never should feel comfortable when you're in that left lane.
No, that makes perfect sense.
You know, if somebody is merging onto the highway, yeah, get into the left lane, but then get back into the right lane as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Everybody used the right lane except to pass the car that was going slower than them. There wouldn't be a rush hour. It's the idiots that camp out in the left lane that screw things up or decide that they're going to go the same speed as the person to the right of them. And I don't give a damn if it happens to be the speed limit.
Mm.
Who gave you the God-given right to become a police officer camped in the left lane, making sure that everybody goes the speed limit? It's your duty to get over to the right. You shouldn't care how fast or slow the other drivers are. If they're passing you in the left lane, then that's their business. Just deal with your business. Get into the right lane. Whenever there's not a situation where you're passing somebody or where there's somebody merging or for whatever reason, you should be in the right lane. That's what I'm saying. You get some idiots that get into the left lane because they're going to turn 6 clicks down the road and they're going exactly or a little bit slower than the speed limit and cars are passing them on the right. Those people should be hit with a cattle prod at the side of the road. That's what I say.
All right.
So, Perry, I don't think you're one of those people, but don't defend them either, because they're idiots. And according to the Nova Scotia Driver's Manual, which is what we all were supposed to learn if we got our license here in Nova Scotia, they're not doing the right thing.
Hmm.
End of story. End of rant. Thank you very much. Love you, Perry.
And finally, a lot of folks will be doing back to school shopping this week. And I remember in the younger grades, young Miss Bronwyn would come home at the end of June with her list of supplies for the following year, so yeah, you would have the summer to tackle it. But as you get older, of course, the list diminishes. And just thinking back on some of the more bizarre things that I had to send her to school with at the beginning of the school year.
Oh, yeah.
And perhaps we will throw that out there. What are some of the strangest things on the school supply list?
Well, give us some examples.
Tennis balls. We had to have two sleeves of tennis balls.
For tennis?
No, they don't play tennis. Apparently, these balls were to be cut in half and then
turned into Muppets.
No, they would cut them in half or cut a hole in them and then put the bottoms of the chairs, the legs of the chairs in them, so the chairs wouldn't scrape the floor.
I've seen that before, but I don't ever recall it being the kids' responsibility for that. I thought that that's what they did.
Tennis balls on the list. Boxes of Kleenex. Now, that I can understand, because it's certainly not the teacher's responsibility to provide Kleenex.
Teacher always used to provide for us when we were kids.
Really?
Can I have Kleenex? Oh, the teacher would have a big box of Kleenex on the desk. Sure.
Yeah.
Most of us just used our sleeves. I mean, this is elementary school, right?
Well, I don't think they should have to pay out of their pocket to provide snot rags for 32 kids. That's a bit much.
The kids should do what we did when we were young.
What?
It's called sniff. My mom used to say that to me when we were in public or something. If I sounded like I was, she'd go, secret sniff. And I go, and that was it.
Secret sniff.
Secret sniff. It saved a ton of Kleenex that way.
Sure it did.
Oh, we're going into a fancy place, Jamie. Secret sniff. Yeah. Oh yeah. I just remembered that.
It just gave you a warm and fuzzy feeling,
wow.
And now you want to call your parents.
I want a secret sniff.
So, if you have anything that is remotely odd that is on the back-to-school supply list for your kids, why don't you drop us a line, put it up on our Facebook page, or send it to us at jamieandlisa@yahoo.ca.
Just to show you how long it has been, I was trying to think if Heather, who's now 20, had any weird things. I think she had floppy disks on her list at one time, like when she was in elementary school.
Oh, computer disks? Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, I mean, kids now.
That was a long time ago. I mean, God, when did floppy disks go out?
I don't know, but now the kids they have to have USB sticks.
Do they have to have USB sticks?
I've seen some, yeah. I think Brahman had to have one a couple of years back.
Unbelievable. Mm. Pretty soon, they're just going to have a computer.
Oh, you can see that day coming. Absolutely.
I mean, it's going to be harder and harder for teachers to tell kids that they can't have their texting device or their telephones in the classroom when they're taking exams, because pretty soon we're all going to have them microchipped and put inside our brains anyway.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there are some schools that have embraced the use of handheld technology and encourage it. But I don't think we're quite at that stage yet.
I think the weirdest thing that I ever had to bring to school, but I don't think it was in my list of school supplies. It was just halfway through the school year.
Mm.
We had to bring a slinky. That was some science thing where we were learning about sound waves or something. So everybody had to bring a slinky.
Mm.
How about you?
I can't remember anything specifically that was on my list. I just remember
extra ink for the ink wells.
Yes, exactly.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
Extra beads for the abacus. Oh, the look I'm getting. And that wraps it up for this Tuesday edition of the Halifax Daily News for August the 26th. Back again tomorrow. It's hump day.
Until then.
Secret sniff.